This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States carried out two airstrikes in Syria against Iran and its aligned groups on Sunday, the U.S. Defense Department said, in the latest response to a series of attacks against American forces in Syria and Iraq. The strike is the third since October 26 as the United States attempts to quell wave after wave of drone and rocket attacks against American troops in Syria and Iraq, triggered by the Israel-Hamas war. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. As the humanitarian crisis deepens in Gaza, Israel's leader and a White House official described different views of the future of the territory. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
With hundreds of thousands of civilians trapped by the Israeli military action in Gaza, the UN and humanitarian groups are demanding a ceasefire to get them out. Something Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejects, as heard on NBC's Meet the Press.
We're faced with the most vicious kind of enemy, who not only attacks civilians, but commits the other war crime of deliberately hiding behind their civilians.
The prime minister also says after the war, only Israel can control the security situation for Gaza. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on ABC's This Week.
No reduction in the territory of Gaza, no forcible displacement of Palestinians, and Gaza should never be allowed to be used as a base for terrorist attacks.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Hundreds of demonstrators in the Israeli city of Tel Aviv called on Sunday for the release of more than 200 hostages being held in Gaza. Several speakers took turns to give speeches on stage and soothe each other with songs, as many held posters of those held hostage by Hamas militants.